Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. AB Radio. It's your boy GQ. Angry Bastard Radio. Better Thursdays. The station that lets you speak your mother effing mind. Negative. That's not. I mean, I got. I'm too lazy to change the intro music to something else. So I'm just gonna play something else. But before we do that, let me read this off. First of all, y'all, this is special. It's normally just regular whatever, but this is a special because last night, yesterday's show, towards the end, I just got fed up with everything. So I just had to blow it up. We got an hour and 45 minutes left in the show. This is going to be a crazy, crazy, fresh, crazy, silly, fresh show. Just waiting for the rest of my cast to come in. 6-4, L-E, Sleazy E, S-D. We might have a special female come up in it. I don't know, though, because she's a little too nervous. I mean, I think she's too nervous for radio, you know. But she's definitely built for this subject because I'm fed up with all the bullshit that pops off. We're going to get about that in the meantime, you know what I mean? Listen to 4 of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Starbuck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one true story. Now, the jam lines to call is 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. That's some shout-outs, dedication, and requests. So if you want to call up and just roast us, you want to, just, you know, you want to ask somebody else, you got a mama joke about us, you got some sex secrets or, you know, new music you want to throw at us or prank calls or whatever, you just want to prank call us, let us know. Just block your number and do what you got to do. You got an hour and 43 minutes with the guards, and we're holding it down. And we will be filling you in with the gossip and all that types of shit, what's going on in the industry as well as the real world, you know. Did I leave anything out? Oh, it's going to be a good show. But for those of you that are on our MySpace page right now, make sure you hit us up with comments. Like I said, it's a brand new page, so we only have one. One friend. Time don't count. Because if you delete him, he automatically come back. It makes no sense. But we have Sleazy, a.k.a. L.E., a.k.a. Angry Bastard number 3E. Made no fucking sense. But he's on there, so you can go check out his page. He's doing his thing. And I mean, so make sure y'all hit us up and leave us comments and all that, especially if you're listening to the show right now through the page. Now, if you're not listening through the show through the page and you don't know how to get to the page, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Now, for those of you that are mentally ill, mentally challenged, or mentally slow, it's HTTP, 2 dots, you know, 1 dot over the other. Then it's /// www.myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. I don't know how many times I got to fucking say it for you people to actually check the page out and add us. We don't have our pictures up there yet, just yet. We want to make sure our audience rises, and then when they're like, damn, I wish I could know what GQ looks like. He sounds sexy. Or, yeah, I wish I could know what L.E. sounds like. He sounds like a doofy bastard. What does he look like? Or, he's 6'4". He sounds like an angry, smooth-ass dude. What does he look like? Or, SD, why the fuck is he always mellow? What does he look like? And then when we hit y'all for what we look like, like, damn, these motherfuckers is fresh. Well, enough of me. Let's get into the music of things. This is, should I put this on? This is Lloyd. I Can Change Your Life. Oh, wait, no. Wish You Would. Now, how about this? We're going to play Ludacris featuring T.I. Wish You Would. Or should I play Self-Made Millionaire? So many good choices. So many good choices. How about this? How about we just play? Nah, you know what? I'm gonna play the Paul Carter. Oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. Featuring Ludacris, Self-Made Millionaire. Keep it locked on the AB Radio where we make things get angry. Make things get angry and gutter. Keep it locked.
Mr. Lee on the track, baby.
You ready? It's Paul Couture and Ludacris.
Oh!
But you might know me better as
Paul C. Get out of me. Hey, yeah.
I'm talking eight figures. What? Ain't talking simple cash.
Self-made millionaire. I hear that. I hear that. I ain't got no hate against that. You know, it's a self-made millionaire. You know, he's doing his thing. I wonder how he became a millionaire, though. You know, how did a lot of these hip-hop artists, you know, and they come to us and, you know, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Okay. Yeah, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. You know, stay focused. You know, hip-hop rules the world. Hip-hop rules the world. Okay, you know what? F that shit. Because 99% of you bastards in the game sold drugs. You sold drugs before anything popped off. Oh. I'm reading something. I'm going to put the next track on and then want to get into this shit. This is Shut Up and Kiss Me by Melissa Lujain. Keep locking the AB Radio. About that, people. What's up with that fucking romantic shit? I mean, this is amazing. Alright. How's it going, everybody? It's going to be a very interesting show. T.I. and Rihanna set to hit the VMAs hard. The list of performers for this year's MTV Video Music Awards, also known as the VMAs, just got longer. As we previously reported, Lil Wayne and Kid Rock, plus pop sensations, the Jonas Brothers, have all been confirmed to performing at this year's show that airs live on September 7th at 9 p.m. Now, two more performers have been added. T.I. and Rihanna. This year's VMAs will mark T.I.'s major appearance since he was arrested at last year's BET Hip Hop Awards for trying to buy weapons. Rihanna will be performing her hit single, Disturbia, at the show, which is hosted by British comic and Forgetting Sarah Marshall co-star Russell Brand. And more videos to check out. You got Big Tigger freestyle live on 106 and Park. Death Note written off Top Dome. Why? Why? A fed up, dog. Why is Big Ticker still in the industry? Why? 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 Dog, you suck. You're horrible. I mean, first you was in the basement with Big Ticker. Niggas was shatting on you then. But it was cool. Okay, whatever. Big Ticker doing his thing, whatever. Make that money. Make that money, nigga. Make that money. But then you took it further. Then you started being, you know, you started being on TV. And you started rhyming. That's when you just ended everything. Like, why? Why are you doing this? Nobody cares. You know? And then you disappear off the face of the fucking earth. Disappear off the face of the earth. And then out of nowhere, coincidentally, you come back to society. And then the second thing is, you have a nerve to rhyme off of that old-ass fucking beat of Millie. I'm so tired of hearing a Millie. So tired. I mean, so tired. Everybody wants to rhyme off of that beat. Now, the beat was the shit. And now, everybody and their grandmother is rhyming off of that fucking beat. I don't understand it. Like, the beat is, it was the shit when it first came out. And it's like, now, it's not the shit no more. You know how many songs is out? I mean, if you're going to rhyme off of something, rhyme off of My Life or the one joint on the new joint that just came out. When he's like, it's, when I say it's hot, it's not hot like fire, but, you know, when he's describing shit in the beat, like, and then, you know what I mean? Like, rhyme off of something like that. Why are you rhyming off the Amelie beat? Like, people done buried that shit. Like, after Jay-Z did a billion, it was done. It was done. It was finished. Give it up! A Day in the Life of BET's 106 in Park. DJ Pro Style meets up with celebs Daddy Yankee, Wayne Wonder. Oh, Lord. Wayne Wonder. Are you fucking serious? I wonder when is Wayne gonna, you know what? Wayne Wonder is wandering around wherever he's at. He's done. I know this girl that had that Wayne Wonder song, that the one that was a hit. How did it go? Oh, man, how did it go? Every time I called her, she had her own phone for like 10 years. Like, that song was so fucking played out the day it came out. Wayne Wonder, why are you still in existence? Rick Ross, Fat Joe and More. 14-minute documentary. You got Slim Thug. Fat, funny, marshmallow face-ass nigga. Slim Thug presents Boss Hog Outlaw. Featuring Ray J. Keep it put. Ray J? Yo, Ray J hasn't been hot since the sex scandal. Which was probably bullshit. Ray J is... That's just like Brandy. Brandy just came out. Yo, I'm so fed up with these people that think that they can leave. But like, they think that they were the shit back in the day. And then they have like a 10-year gap. And then they come back. That's like Chris Cross coming back with some shit. Featuring Lil Wayne. Get out of here, dog. You had your moment. This shit is over. Why are you coming back? There's no reason for you to even be in the industry. Slim Thug. He had his beef with, who the fuck did... It was Slim Thug beefing with, I want to say Lil Scrappy. Yeah, I think it was Lil Scrappy and Slim Thug. After that beef, Slim Thug was nowhere to be found. Now, all of a sudden, somebody must have saw this bum-ass nigga working at Wendy's, you know, bagging fucking, he wasn't even worthy enough to be on a burger machine. They had this bum-ass nigga doing the porter. He was the one outside cleaning the bushes and sweeping the lot and shit. And mopping the oil off of the ground. Fat bastard. And then this nigga has the nerve to have the Stevie Wonder beads in his hair. With the Stevie Wonder glasses, you blind bat. I just don't understand it. Young Buck acting. Get the fuck out of here, Young Buck. You get kicked out of G-Unit because of your crack habits or coke or I don't know what it is. Yeah, some type of habit. And now he's acting? Young Buck is acting. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? That's like DMX trying to act again. Oh, it makes no sense. And they got Cassie interview on Hot 97. Clears up rumors about Diddy and more. Okay, come on. Because you come on the radio station and say, oh, I wasn't doing this, or I wasn't doing that. I don't even know what the fucking rumors are. But what about the hair right now? Keisha Cole stays in shape, looking good at 106. Yeah, she's looking good with the fucking little box that she got on her head. This is like a dyke. She's like a strong-ass dyke. And she's smiling extra hard. Look like that bitch got too many teeth in her mouth. That bitch got old little old fucking dolphin teeth. I don't understand it, man. I do not understand it, man. I'm fucking fed up with these people, man. This is going to be making me fed up. Six fingers on the fucking building, man. What's going on?
What's in this pistol, man? Little O in the building. Say what up, O. Yeah, you heard it.
Little O in the building. What's good?
He's in the building, man. On over that, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Come to Brooklyn to get my head touched up. Son's head touched by my barber. Come to Brooklyn for that.
All right.
You know what I mean? Had to pick up some stuff, and we chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? Shorty, you know, wants to hang out with a nigga, but I'm chilling. I'm pretty much getting right now, man. It's all strategic at this point. It's all strategic, bro.
Uh-huh.
And the takeover is imminent.
Imminent.
I hear myself echoing. I don't know why. Hopefully it's not too bad on this side.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
Swat, nigga.
I am just fucking...
Set up?
Hoodwinked and bamboozled. Hoodwinked and bamboozled. Yo, man, what's up with that? Yo. Hello. All right, prick, you just got yourself banged on, buddy. Anyway, back to the regular scheduled program. Moving on. Where was we at? All right. Oh, yeah. I just want to hear this interview right quick. So tune in. This is a Cassie interview on Hot 97. Supposedly she's clearing up some type of fucking rumor about Diddy and more. So keep it locked on AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. We got more coming up ahead.
Right now.
Hey, did you know that? I like that.
Guys really, really dig you.
I grew up a little.
Really, really grew up.
A little bit. I feel like I was a little different. Things are kind of changing.
You're getting grown up on.
I'm getting my grown up.
You're like half naked in college.
I'm a little bit naked in
college.
But that's with the boys.
Yeah. Applause.
So let's go through some of the fun, juicy, gossipy stuff.
Great.
So you're engaged to Puffy and are having his baby.
Yes.
You're seven months pregnant at this point, as you can see. You are the flattest stomach for any 7 month pregnant person I've ever seen.
It's really crazy. That actually, the engagement rumor came out of nowhere, so don't know where that came from.
Well, that's because I'll tell you where it came from. There's pictures of you guys out and about everywhere,
yeah.
And so then they think they're dating, and then after the dating rumor comes, then comes the engaged rumor.
Right.
That's
but the
how
whole
it works.
Story is so elaborate.
Oh, there's
like,
details.
Like an insider says, it's like, who is this insider? I want to find out. Where is
either a publicist,
yeah,
or just somebody who works at the magazine who was low on stories that day and
got
trying
it.
To make
got
it.
Got it.
That's how it works.
That's how it happens. But I am not engaged.
Not engaged. Dating?
Good.
Not dating. Are you sure?
Puff is definitely a friend of mine. We have a close working relationship, but
that's what people say when they're dating and they don't want anybody to know.
But we're not dating. No, I can actually promise you we're not dating.
But
we are tight though. We hang out.
Now, do the other artists on the label, will they feel funny that you hang out with Puff so much?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to make them feel that way.
That's like the teacher's pet kind of thing, like from school. Are you guys the teacher's pet, then the other artists and the other classmates, they feel away?
No, but I mean, you could think of, like, Rio, Mario Winans or something. He hangs out with us a lot.
Right, but he's a guy, so they're not dating.
I'm playing around.
But you haven't experienced anything.
No,
right?
Not at all.
The weirdness.
Danny Duquesne, the girls from the band are mad cool. Talk to them kind of on a regular basis.
You do?
Go back and forth. Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
Right. Your skin has to be a lot thicker now, probably.
Much thicker. Much thicker. You have to joke around a little bit.
Are you still, do you still read? Do you still go online and look at that stuff?
I see it. Mm-hmm. People tell me about it. I'll go check it out. But I don't take it to heart because you take it like that and then it's a blow and then it knocks you down and it's just not...
Slows you up.
Yeah.
Not productive.
Not productive. But
you take some of that and think...
You could turn it around, too. Some of it you have to take as, like, some real stuff.
Right.
To a certain extent.
Some of the criticism
you mean.
You're hard on yourself, too, because, like, sometimes I read things, you're really hard on yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a Virgo.
Is that what that
means?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of you the other night from the Vibe Party with that little furry vest on.
Furry vest.
Super cute.
Love that. That's the Mary-Kate and Ashley's line.
Is it?
Elizabeth James, I think it's called. Elizabeth
really?
James. Yeah.
Really cute.
Very cute.
But now you can't ever wear it again, right?
Now I can't ever wear it again. I found out that Rihanna wore it before me. There's always
I saw something else in the magazine.
Yeah.
Who wore it better?
I'm like, had I known, I wouldn't have worn it, but not a big deal.
Who do you think wore it better? You or Rihanna?
It was equal.
Good answer. She has been media trained.
Yes.
It was equal. How do you feel? Do you feel nervous?
I feel a little nervous just because of everything before, but at the same time, it's a nervous excitement.
Right.
Nervous excitement.
Damn it. Stop being a punk bitch. You know you wore the dress better. Just come on and say you wore it better. What's the problem? You know what I mean? What's the problem? Just, you know, what's wrong with saying you wore the dress better? I mean, Rihanna, she was like a fucking, she was like a tranny boy.
Oh, well,
tranny.
We don't deal with that.
We don't deal with tranny bots. I mean, I like Transformers, but damn it, I don't want my bitches looking like Transformers.
Well, I don't want my bitches looking like me either. You know, have a little curvature.
I don't want to, you know, bring a lady home, go to sleep with her, and then in the middle of the night you hear that chon. And then you wake up. you wake up. You wake up. And you go, baby, what's up? You hungry?
Yeah, I am kind of hungry.
Oh! I know I heard that Transformer fucking shit last night. I just tried to ignore it.
Oh,
You're a fucking imposter. You're a Transformer.
Oh, man, that's nasty.
I'm fed up with these down low motherfuckers, man.
No, that is very, very nasty.
Because it's just like they fucking it up for us. Because like, I'm a straight nigga. But you got these down low brothers that look straight. And they talk about, oh, well, blah, blah. Like, oh, I'm just making money or I'm just a freak. I'm just extra freaky. I'm not gay. Nigga, you homo.
Right.
There's no homo about that. If you take another man's penis in your mouth or in your... in your anal cavity,
you're a homo.
You're a homo.
Basically, there's no other way of saying that, though. Like, you're definitely a homo, though.
Yeah, like, just because you had sex with a man in the dark and you didn't see it going down doesn't mean that you're not gay. You're a homo. Just because you had sex in the ass and then you put hot scalding water on your genitals to burn the scent off doesn't make you not a homo. You're still a homo.
You're still a homo, dog. What?
Just because you put on a porno with just all girls going at it doesn't mean that you're not a homo.
Word, I'm fed up with that. I'm fed up with talking about homos too, man. We need to talk about some twat, you know what I mean? Because that's what a nigga needs in his life, is some twat.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely need some twat.
Yeah. Twat.
Alright. Cooter
cat.
I don't know where the word came from, but it describes it perfectly, alright? It's a twat.
A twat.
Yeah, and niggas that act off, they're a twat.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Well, I actually have a glossary of sexual terms.
If
this shit were heavier than fucking load. Alright, here we go. Let me go to the T's. and see what if they they don't even have twat in there. What kind of shit is that? But they got toolbox, which is a vagina. I don't know. I thought toolbox was like a dick or something. Let's see if they have cunt. I wonder if they have cunt. Crabs. Lice which infects the pubic area of the body. Cunt. The vagina. So I don't understand how women get angry if I'm like, hey, you fucking cunt. I'm just calling you a vagina. Like, y'all call us dicks all the time. Stop being a dickhead. Stop being a dick. Well, you call us, I mean, a penis. I mean, well, I have a dick. So, I mean, why would I get mad at you call me a dickhead when I have a dickhead? Like, I mean, I don't mind that. You know what I mean? You're a dickhead, GQ. GQ, you're such a fucking dick. Okay, well, I have a dick, so I'll be a dick. Whatever. I mean, but you're a cunt. And you get angry at that? All I'm saying is you're a vagina. So, I mean, I see women call you a pussy. Nah, but cunt just means it's just strong. Who cares? Who effing cares? Who effing cares? I'll tell you what else I'm fed up with. Hey, yo, six. Yeah. I'm fed up with niggas with cheap-ass phones. That's what I'm fed up with. Let me see if this... Is this number about to disappear? Is it about to disappear? Oh, it's still there. So that means that he's still on the line. So it's possibly he heard what I said, and I'm going to get, you know, probably punched in the face. So hopefully he didn't hear what I said, because I'm a bitch when it comes to that. You know, I'd rather, you know, I'm the rocks and sticks and bottle and trash can and run you over the car type of guy. Yeah? What am I going to fist fight you for? What? What am I going to put some ass on my knuckles for? No way. No way. But, getting back to the news, they have a picture of Cassie. Apparently, they're saying that Cassie and Diddy are dating and there's an engagement going on. But it's pretty much all rumors and it's all bullshit. Now, another brother I'm fed up with is Lip Gloss Guy.
Lip Glossman?
Yeah. Let me, who wears a fucking pound of lip gloss on his lips?
Hello?
Well, nah. I thought that was all fucking saliva. But,
yeah,
Neo.
You know, LL, yeah, he does. LL's got his own brand of saliva. Lip gloss. It's his actual shit.
Uh-huh.
You know? And all you do is put it on there, and it keeps your lips shiny all day. You don't have to keep... But you have to keep licking it like LL, you know what I'm saying?
So what? Actually, I thought they had like...
Actually, he's telling you nothing when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So pretty much technically, all he's really doing is spitting on your lips. No homo. Pause. I mean, because that's all it is you just putting your saliva on your lips. Pause. It's amazing. But Neo, this brother wears a pound of lip gloss and sings gay as hell. I think he's a down low. He has to be a DL. You should have saw his mugshot when he got pulled over and booked. Like, the mugshot looked so effing gay. It was hilarious. Like, what goes through these brothers' minds? Just because you make money. Like, you make money. So why are you putting so much lip gloss on you? Stop going to the dollar store and getting all that lip gloss shit, putting it on your lips. You make money. So you should be able to buy some type of shit or take some type of pill, some expensive pill, that will keep your lips from drying the hell up. I'll tell you what it is. Stop kissing every single chick you see in the streets just because you're famous.
Word.
I mean, just because you got money, just because you got fame, you know what I mean? Don't mean you can go kiss every single chick because now you got herpes and crabs and now your lips are going to stay fucking dry.
Word. Now you got, you know...
you know, nobody really needs to slam and think about it. Like, nobody needs disease. It'd be happening, man. You can't kiss everybody.
Can't.
But, are we talking about lips? Are we talking about homosexuals? What's the subject matter here?
Well, the subject is Fed Up Thursdays, and I'm fed up with the tightness. Like, I can understand fitted jeans. Fitted and tight is two different things. Fitted jeans means you still got a little sag, you know. Or, I mean, it fits you. It's comfortable. These brothers is wearing these tight fucking pants.
Right.
Like, yo, these pants are extremely – I saw this white boy the other day. He had these tight ass fucked up Skechers on, and this nigga's pants was pin skinny. Like a fucking ink pen. That's how skinny his fucking pants were. Tight as shit.
Oh, Lord. Niggas calling the cops out here.
I ain't calling the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, it makes no sense. Jim Jones, pants tight as shit. John Legend is taking a picture with some white boy in the what is this? The FNMTV Awards, I guess, or whatever. FNMTV? Friday Night MTV? I don't know, but this guy, John Legend, hasn't made a hit since Lean On Me. Oh, no, actually, I'm lying. Hasn't made a hit since Jump Around, fucking Crisscross. Craig Mack, Flavor in Your Ear. What the fuck is he doing in the picture? Who cares about you? You're a regular now, dog. You're like me. You're a regular. And then you got these tight-ass fucking jeans on, man. Like, what's going on? That shit's not hot. You got the tight-ass jeans, the tight-ass leather jacket, and if you're in anywhere in New York or anywhere in the West Coast, it's hot as shit outside. So why the hell do you have this tight-ass leather jacket that comes to your fucking belly button? Makes no sense. At all. I mean, maybe he doesn't have the money, but Jim Jones has the money. He's over here balling, but his pants is tight as shit. I'll tell you why he's balling, because his balls is tight.
What? He's free balling.
He's free balling. Balling! I can't fit my drawers on because my pants are too tight. So I'm just free balling. Bag. I'm just, my motherfuckers is making money and they spend their shit on dumb shit. Yesterday I mentioned Dame Dash. He's behind on his mortgage. Get the fuck out of here. How are you behind on your mortgage and you make movies? Damn it, give me your money. You won't find me in the news at all. You won't hear, oh, GQ went to the expensive exotic car lot and bought three Lamborghinis and two Ferraris and one fucking Bentley. But doesn't drive any of them. What's the point of you buying all these fucking cars and you ain't driving none of them? What's the point of you having three pools and you ain't swam in neither one of them? What's the point of you having three big-ass mansions and you don't live in neither one of them? Nigga, just get a fucking apartment and travel around on your fucking tours. Like, niggas is just fucking, they spend their money on stupid shit. And then these are the niggas that end up, oh, yeah, I owe the government $3 million in taxes. Oh, I lost my house. Oh, child support hit me up. Nigga, you got money. You spend your shit on dumb shit. Now you got to sell all your shit. Stupid. You got these brothers running around. Yeah, I got this diamond. I got that. I got this. I got that. 5 years later, they broke as shit.
Broke.
I mean, you need to start investing your shit. Give me some money like that. I'm telling you right now, I'll never be broke. You got to know how to save your shit. I mean, over there flossing. LL Cool J. I love the brother. That's my boy. But, dog, give it up. Give it up. I mean, now you're blood. You're 55 years old and you're blood. What kind of shit is that?
Who's
and you
blood?
Just joined the Bloods.
Who's the blood, man?
LL Cool J.
Who told you that nonsense?
The nigga said it in the song.
What song?
The song with Straight Outta, Straight out of Southside with G-Unit.
All right.
Yeah. He's talking about something about his blood niggas. I mean, maybe he's saying that his blood niggas and he's not blood, but I took it as he's a blood. And this nigga's pants is extremely tight. I don't understand it. I mean, it is what it is. This nigga has a big-ass fucking head, too, man.
Why?
And they have a Gucci Mane. Do you care about his latest release? No, not really. This brother has a fitted hat on with two price tags on the bottom of it, like on the bottom of the brim. Dog, that's not in style. Take that shit off. We know you paid $12 for the hat. You got it from the Africans. Take that shit off.
Got it from the Africans.
Yeah. Nigga, black as shit.
Black?
Yeah. Lil Wayne's October XXL Mad cover. Lil Wayne is doing this thing. But why is he... Is Nas still nasty? I don't know, man. I mean, you know, Nas is doing his thing. His latest album is pretty cool. I don't like the whole track, but it's pretty cool. Oh, I'm fed up with Joe Buttons. Yo, nigga, you're everywhere. You're in everybody's party. You know what I mean? You're in everybody's party. You might be on a couple of freestyles here and there, but you have no album out. What's going on? I mean, after the jump off Joe Buttons, you should have just gave it up. You have no more freestyle. You ran out of freestyles. Why are you appearing at parties? No one cares about you. Nobody cares about you. Niggas, we just started AB Radio, and niggas will pass by you because they don't know who the fuck you are. They probably think you're a waiter or somebody. They probably like, hey, excuse me, you must be work here. Let me get two vodka and Red Bulls and some shrimp cocktail. Hurry up, dude boy. Hey, you're GQ from AB Radio, right? We listen to you all the time. Joe Buttons, you're nobody, man. Just fall back. These 15-minute freestyles you're doing for free, get out of here. Where the fuck is Cam'ron? Well, Cam'ron just did a song with, Hell-Rell. Yeah, he just did a song with Hell-Rell. So he's doing some of his thing. You know, he's here and there. You know, Ice Cube, he's doing his thing. Ashanti, she's hoeing around the industry. So whatever label she ends up on, best believe somebody got in between them legs. I mean, she cut her sideburns off, so I don't like her no more. I like the sideburns. You know what I mean? She cut them off. So, I mean, she could shoot an ass.
I mean, what's wrong with Ashanti cutting up her sideburns? Like, weren't they like pork chops on the side of her face? Like, she had, like, hairy tenderloin. Oh, Lord, the three cops standing on the corner looking like rookie. Rookie.
Uh-huh.
Rookie, all right?
Yeah.
Rookie. There's a slut on a bike in front of me. She has no butt.
She has no butt and she's on a bike?
Yeah, she has no bike. Like, no bike funds at all. Not an extinct. And you know what? She's depressing to see her ass on, even on the back of a bike. See, we got two more rookies standing there taking notes. Yeah, they're definitely. Two more rookies standing there taking notes. But, you know, they're behind us.
I understand that. Like, it should be a law. You got to have an ass to ride a bike.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
You gotta have a booty. You know what I'm saying?
That's like overly large, fat, huge bitches buying apple-bottom jeans.
Right,
you
like
have
Ma.
No ass.
Like, Ma, I don't know if you realize it, but you're mad fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really apple-bottom. It's like a bowl of oatmeal in a Pathmark bag bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and a bowl of sour applesauce.
Word.
All right, what the fuck is going on?
Huh?
She got like the donut butt.
Donut.
Type of butt you mush in and it stays
uh-huh.
there. Like your thumbprint is now squished into the donut. Like mad cellulite. The
mm-hmm.
rubber booty. Nah, she got the stress ball booty. And I'm fucking fed up with seeing all these bitches, these disgusting beastly bitches that have no bodies walking around in baby fat. Yeah. Tell you right now, you gotta have a sexy body to wear certain clothes. Baby fat is one of them. Okay. That's grown adult fat, all right? I mean, when they come up with adult nasty fat jeans, then that's when you buy them. Don't be fucking putting baby fat on, because baby girl, that ain't baby fat. That's grown that's grown old big girl fat. That ain't baby fat.
Listen, can you help?
I don't understand that. I don't understand that to save my life, man. This shit makes me fucking angry. Like, this shit pisses me off.
Oh, you gotta go get your hair cut.
Cause you got a hair cut already. Amari, listen.
So call up 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until the 8 o'clock p.m. hour. You have an hour left with the angry bastards. This is GQ. You got 6-4 in the back holding it down. It's not a game. He's on the streets of Staten Island as we speak. So
holding it down for the females that's leg spreading and all of that, and even for the females that's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of fronting going on. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. You know what? This is the shit I'm talking about, dog.
Yeah, what happened?
This is the shit I'm talking about. Like, this, I don't understand it. Motherfuckers is making money and owe the tax, owe government. I don't understand. I do not understand to save my life. Swizz Beatz. I love his beats. That nigga's making money off his beats. He now he has albums. He owes, yeah, this motherfucker owes over $800,000 in unpaid taxes.
Disgusting.
$800,000. I don't understand it. Swizz Beatz is in some serious trouble. Tax records show, the IRS records show, there's a tax fucking, there's a tax lien of $842,644.52 against Swizz, real name Kashim Dean, and his estranged wife, Rashonda. By comparison, former NFL legend Bernie Kosar owes $226K, and Mini-Me has a $300K lien.
Who? Mini-Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little fucker.
What is up with these people and not paying their fucking taxes? This is because you're big star and you can't pay taxes. Like,
yeah,
matter of fact, they come at you quicker than they come at us.
Yeah, well, what you know is that the tax laws for people that make that much money are very different as far as they got to pay their taxes and how much they got to fucking pay. They have a fucking tax bracket. They can fucking be incorporated, most of these motherfuckers. They incorporate, meaning that they don't, they're business, all right? They pay all of the expenses first. You cover your labor, you cover your food, you cover life, all of that expenses first, and you get taxed. They take taxes whatever is left. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And people manipulate it to law sometimes, and they end up screwing themselves, you know, or they have shite for lawyers or whatever the case is. It's usually some bull, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Light
you know
up,
what I mean?
Rihanna continues to dominate the single charts. You know what, man? Rihanna, she's doing her thing. She's been through a troubled childhood. Even as an adult, she goes through a lot of bullshit. And I give her my applause. And I don't do that a lot. So she should be grateful that I gave her an applaud. She's doing her thing. She still looks like a fucking boy from chin up. But, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, yeah, it's my dudes right here. I didn't need Method Man to tell me this.
Oh, did what?
Method Man. After being in the industry for 15 years, Method Man isn't too pleased with the music scene today. A former Wu-Tang Clan rapper who makes a guest appearance in 1994 set comedy drama The Wackness says the best time for hip-hop and rap were in the early 90s, which is true. The music was way more grounded than it is today. Today you didn't feel the movement. Back then you felt the movement, he recalled to reporters in New York. He added, I mean the whole hip-hop movement. Like when Wu-Tang Clan came in it was like regardless of where we went, people knew who we were. Or
right.
If we were in a new city, there was one person who knew who we was, and that would spread to 10 more people, and so on, and so forth, up until it was, oh, you ain't up on that Wu-Tang stuff. Oh, you ain't down, homie. Same thing with Cash Money, No Limit, Death Row. It goes on and on, all these movements. You don't have that anymore. Well, I have to correct you on that, Method Man. You have it right now. AB Radio, other known as Angry Bastard Radio, is a movement. GQ64SDLE is a movement. And we may not be big now, but damn it, in a year, we are going to be booming. So this is a movement in motion. And as we're driving, we had 7 listeners yesterday. I don't know how many listeners we're going to have today. Tomorrow is going to be more, maybe less. But damn it, by a year, I figure we're going to be doing our thing. Hopefully shorter than a year. And when we get noticed, it's going to be a wrap. Hello, Cool J. Yeah, it's going to be a wrap. Hello, Cool J. Taking jabs at the Prez on new LP so that he can't get attention. What is he talking about? Oh, President Bush? LL Cool J has a few questions for you. Joining Nas, Q-Tip, and Jay-Z in turning rap away from its original direction and focusing on politics, the elder statesman of hip-hop suggests W to a blistering interrogation. Damn, I feel like a dumbass on his new cut, Mr. President. It's all about what I'd like to ask him. LL told us the other night at Downtown Studio where he let a few friends listen to his forthcoming album, Exit 13, his last for the Def Jam label. Cranking up the bass till the floorboards throb, LL let track 14 rip. This is what he says. Mr. President, are you aware our flesh and blood is dying over there? When the coffins come back. Oh, Lord. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, you just said that. What I'm talking about. Now that brother's muted. I mean, this is the shit that fucking pisses me off. Why the fuck would you put that fucking bullshit-ass phone on? Now let me repeat myself. Mr. President, are you aware? Our flesh and blood is dying over there. When the coffins come back, do you care? When only the poor kids die, is it fair? Don't get me wrong. I respect the flag, but it hurts to see a kid in a body bag. He fought for his country with all he had. Now we have a family without a dad. The song moves on to other policy issues. Mr. President, are you aware unless you're rich, you have poor health care? It makes you scream and want to pull out your hair. I have no hair, so that does nothing for me. Discharge from the hospital soon as you get there. Would he like to get the disc to the White House? Tell me how to set that up, and I would be there in a heartbeat, he said, smirking. LL fine-tuned the album for the past 2.5 years, during which time he turned down a half dozen movie roles. His movie career was over anyway. After that fucking Kingdom Come, he just went out the window. Out September 9th, which is my birthday, it's also filed with less tracks and funny rhymes that had heads in the studio bobbing. And speaking of bobbing heads, 6-4's mom's supposed to be coming over to my house later on today. She's supposed to be getting her head bobbing. Oh, well, he hung up. Oh, well, that's what pussies do. Welcome to the show, Buzzworthy 757, holding it down in the chat room. I'm going to get a little gangster and retarded on you, so don't mind me. What up, dog? Or should I spell dog? Like, you know, them ignorant Negroes spell it. Moving on. He said, question mark up. Oh, Lord. Please don't tell me who I think this is. This is Estelle. Damn, she looks ugly. Oh, you know, Missy Elliott is ugly, but Estelle takes the cake. Like, she's uglier than Missy Elliott, and she looks just like the bitch. The bitch has the fucking, the broad has the braces in her mouth, and some women look cute with braces, but Estelle just doesn't look, she doesn't look like she's American at all. You know what I mean? Like, she looks like a damn fucking, what's the black kids? She looks like an Ethiopian girl. She doesn't look like an American girl. She doesn't look like a European girl. She doesn't look like a sexy African girl. She looks like an Ethiopian boy, to tell you the truth. You know, but I mean, it is what it is. She's doing her thing. She's making money. So, whatever. Oh, wide nose having motherfucker. And moving on. Jermaine Dupri. What the fuck is Jermaine Dupri still doing here? Like, you're, first of all, you're short as shit. I mean, maybe that's the only reason why, yeah, I mean, you're still here. You're drinking a Heineken. Like, Heineken's is like $1.50, dog. You make money. Why are you, like, buying and drinking this cheap-ass shit? If it was me, I have a Grey Goose bottle in my hand. What's going on? You're married to fucking Janet Jackson. Like, it makes no sense. I don't understand it at all. English girl, word. Money makes you cute. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Buzz. You know what I mean? I guess you gotta have money in this industry to, you know what I mean, like the ugliest girl, like Muhammad Diaz, she's ugly as shit. But she's nowhere to be found. But all right, better yet, how about this? Biggie Smalls, the ugliest bastard in any, well no, I can't say the ugliest. He's in the mixture between Craig Mack, Sill, and Craig Mack and Sill and Biggie. The three ugliest dudes I've ever seen in the industry. But because of the money, it makes them look good, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. Like, I can stand in the middle of the street. Matter of fact, you can bury me in sand up to my neck. You can bury me in sand up to my neck and just have my head showing, and you can use my head for kickball and kick the hell out of my face. I just kick the shit out of my face. I mean, you can use your kickball practice. You know what I mean? You can take a bat, a spike bat against my face, beat me the fuck up. But if I'm a billionaire, I'll be the finest ugly motherfucker in the industry. Why? Because I have money. I mean, Estelle has money. I don't know how much money she has, but she has money. And she's ugly as shit, but she has money. So I guess it kind of works both ways. Cause you know, welcome to the show, the one that's holding it down. But it's like if I have money, I mean, say I see a chick tomorrow, right? And I'm like, that bitch ugly as shit, but she got money. I can't front. I mean, she's alright. I mean, she got cute earlobes. I mean, she got cute kneecaps. Her ankles is alright. She got fine ankles. Her face is fucked up, but it's something about her. Nah, ain't nothing about it. It's her money. That's what it's about. I mean, but you're right. You know what I mean? Money does make the world go round. They said, you know, money don't make me. I mean, money makes the world motherfucking go round, man. Jay-Z! Yes! Jay-Z! He's an ugly. You know, and it says, it got the little stars right there, so I'm going to say it for you. He's an ugly fuck. He's an ugly bastard. Oh, man. I mean, what about 911? Who's 911? Jay-Z, he's making money, but he's ugly as hell. Like, he looks like Joe the Camel. Like, Cameron was right. Like, who's some more ugly people we could talk about that make money, that have their thing going? Flavor Flav! Ugly as shit! Like, yo, that's the ugliest man alive. Well, Biggie, he passed away. 9-11. Man, who's 9-11? Like, he's having shows. Like, and the thing about it, he's having sex with these broads. And these broads, they come on the show. They come on the show and, oh, I'm in love with Flavor Flav. Oh, he's sexy. And this and that. We need to wake up. Oh, 9/11. Oh, what about 9/11? I mean, I don't know. What do you think about 9/11? I mean, I don't know. Every time I put my view out there, for some reason, it's like some people listen, and then you got the people that are strong believers. Like, everyone thinks that the government did it. Some people think the government did it. Some people think that, you know, Osama bin Laden did it. You know what I mean? Personally, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I have my own thing. I mean, I don't think the government that I live in, the government that I know that fights everyone's battle, I don't personally think anybody can just walk up, oh, I'm getting on a plane. I know that. I got a box cutter. I'm on a plane right now. I'm hijacking a plane. I don't think that's going to happen. And then come to find out, they had the nerve to say they knew who was on the plane because they found the passport after everything went down. That's hot jet fuel. What's going on? You mean this piece of paper you found on the ground came from the airplane himself? Nah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. There's all types of videos out there. It's just like it's a big deal. It's a big conspiracy. And we'll never know. We'll never, ever know. I mean, all the people that know are the people that was involved with it. And they won't ever come out. You know, it's like a lie. People in the government, but not the whole cheese don't count. Yeah, you're right. It's just amazing, man. Like, and it's like they put it like this. If they wanted to cover something up, the government can cover anything up and get away with it. Why? Because people are stupid. Americans are stupid. Like, for instance, if I go to the news and say every black person that you see in the streets, watch out for because they're going to rob you, people will believe that shit. It was on the news, so it has to be true. So people believe this shit. You know what I mean? And if the government says the same thing, people will believe it. And before you know it, motherfuckers will be locking their door when they see black people. Motherfuckers, you know what I mean? As soon as they come in the bank, buttons will be pushed right then and there for the cops to come. Like, this is the world that we live in. Like, because of the media, people believe this shit. Like, for instance, people believe that, you know, like when on the news they say the army killed 20 innocent people over in Iraq. You don't know. Busted, I locked my motherfucking door. I hate niggas. Yeah, dog, I feel you, man. I hate niggas too, man. I hate niggas too. You know what I mean? Oh, man, what'd you say? Play this joint. All right, let's see. He said, I blacks I love, but I hate niggas. I feel you, dog. I'm on the same shit. I mean, just like Chris Rock said it the best way. You know what I mean? And I feel the same way, too. It's like anybody could be a nigga. Black, white, Spanish, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Chinese is being ignorant. But if I see a bunch of hoods with some shit on, like me, I mean, I'm not necessarily from the ghetto. I mean, I was raised out there. I'm not from the ghetto. But, I mean, I'm not necessarily from a rich neighborhood. It's mediocre, you know what I mean? But it's like, damn it, if I'm walking and I see a bunch of hoods on the street, I'm going to play it cool. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, y'all hope these niggas ain't trying to fuck nobody up today. I mean, I may sound like a bitch, but I mean, it is what it is. So I'm like, ah, damn, I'm about to get fucked up. All these niggas got red on, and I got a blue shirt on. Oh, man, I hope these niggas don't fuck me up. It's like in the club the other day. I went to the club, and There's a bunch of niggas with red on. And the one John, what is it? The song, They Know. Well, Lil Wayne's part came on, so I'm drunk as shit. I'm not paying attention. I see the brothers over here with the red bandanas and all the flags all over the place. I'm like, all right, they're doing their thing. So I'm chilling, and then all of a sudden, Lil Wayne's part came on. I'm like, so okay. And as I said it, I'm like, oh, shit. So to the left of me, these niggas is looking at me. And blue happens to be my favorite color. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. When I popped out my mom's pussy, when my mom and dad got horny and he fucked the shit out of my mom's and I popped out the pussy, blue. That was my favorite color. So it's like I had a blue shirt on. Like I had a blue shirt on, blue jeans, and blue sneakers. So this nigga's ice cream the shit out of me. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm gonna get my ass fucked up and I get out the club. You know what? Let me make a quick bathroom stop and run out the back door. I felt like a straight up bitch, but you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Ghetto is a group of the same people that in the same place. Yeah, you're right. He's out. Blue is your favorite color, too. Oh, man. Answer your phone. Which phone are you talking about? It's smooth. Oh, yeah, it is. It is smooth. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it goes with everything. It's like red. I could bang with red too, but it's just that I can't wear too many loud colors. Like, I can't wear red, yellow, pink. It's like, if I have, like, don't get it fucked up. If I have, call back. Call back. I walked away for a second. Call back. But if I have, like, some fucking... If I have, like, you know, some red sneakers or some shit, some fancy shit, I mean, I might have, a little red fitted hat on or whatever. But it's like, that's why I drive, because I don't want to walk nowhere, and then somebody be like, you know, what's popping? I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to get my ass fucked out. Damn, I don't know what the fuck to say. Hi. My boy got beat the fuck. This motherfucker walking through Trenton. This blood nigga came up there and was like, yo, what's popping, my nigga? So this nigga said, hey, what's up? Got his ass whooped. Like, yo, shit. Nigga, you should have said, peace, my brother, and kept it rocking. Or maybe if you would have said, assalamu alaikum, they'd be like, ah, I know that he Muslim. We just let him go. This nigga said, hey, what's up? They said, what's up? You think it's funny? They fucking beat this motherfucker senseless. They beat him so hard his shoes fell off. And this is what a motherfucker wears, tight-ass fucking shoes. Like, man, it's just fucking funny, man. He said, because people want to try to fit in on something. Well, that is true. A lot of people do try to fit in, like, you know. Like, just be yourself. I mean, that's all you got to do is be yourself. You know what I mean? I'm fed up with all the shit that motherfuckers, you know, like, why? Why are you trying to be someone that you're not? You know what I mean? Like, you got motherfuckers out here trying to be, I'm a rapper. Everybody wants to be a rapper. There's a chat line that you got to call. And it's like, it's funny. It's amazing. Because it's a chat line. You know, you talk on the phone and shit. And it's cool. They have this one joint called the New York Donut, the American Donut, the Philly Donut. And it's like, motherfuckers actually come on here thinking like they're going to get a party line deal. Yeah. My name is... I ain't like, friend, I'm G2. I wear blue, number two. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're not going to get a deal. And these niggas be serious. They be so serious, they come on. The party line is funny as shit. If I had extra three-way, I would call. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for my brother to call back so he can call the chat line just so y'all can experience the stupidity that goes on there. Like, I'm fed up. I'm fed up with chicks that call the chat line, and they get in the room, and you're like, yo, shorty, what's up? How you doing? Like, nowadays, you got to, in order to get play, you got to diss bitches. I don't understand that for shit. I don't understand it for shit. Yeah, I mean, you can't get some pussy off the chat line. Yo, the number to call up here is, it's area code 914-338-1782. That's 914-338-1782. But it's like, it's amazing because it's like, fucking, you be in a chat room. And it's like, you be like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? You know, how you doing, sweetheart? Where you from? What's your name? My name's GQ, who you? I don't want to talk to you. How you gonna come at me like that? Like, I mean, I'm just trying to say what's up. So they start ignoring you. You be like, yo, shorty, you gonna do me like that? Quietness. Shorty, you gonna do me like that? Yo, you fucking bitch, you gonna do me like that? You slut bitch? Who you calling a slut bitch? This ain't the only way you get a response. I'm talking to you, shorty. I'm trying to come at you on some positivity, and I gotta be negative. So what's up? Where you from? Like, damn, I had to call you a bitch just to get an answer? Like, I don't understand it. It's like women have to get disrespected. Oh, that Lost Boys song, which one? You talking about the new one that just, I don't know if they have a new one. I know they got the one joint, the Bouncing, that's my shit. I mean, if you want to hear that Lost Boys Bouncing joint, I got that joint. I mean, I've got to, you know, search the archives and put that joint on. I got no problem with, you know, putting, you know, tracks on. Yeah, but it's the same thing. Like, it makes no sense. Oh, he said it in a song. Which song was that? It's amazing, though. Like, you got to disrespect bitches. You got to disrespect girls nowadays to get anywhere. And that makes no sense at all. I don't understand it. But, I mean, yeah, the 9/11 thing is definitely out of control. Yo, dog, it's funny because I met this girl the other day. I don't understand it, dog. All right, I'm going to play it like this. You taking a call tonight? Yeah, just call. You can actually call right now, dog, if you want. 914-338-1782. But it's like this girl the other day, I'm talking to her, and it's like this bitch wants you to play hard to get, and GQ don't play that role. Like, normally, I'm just like, yo, what's good? What's up, Joe? You with it? Like, she came at me talking about she likes it in the ass. She gives head. She likes to get a face painting, you know, here and there. She likes a little sperm perm every once in a while. I'm like, cool, I'm with it. So I go to talk to her, and this is shit I'm fed up with. I go to talk to her. Now she's fronting. She's playing games. Oh, why you coming at me like that? I'm like, yo, what's up? We fucking what? Why you coming at me like that? I'm so, bitch, you came at me. You talking about you liking it in the ass and all that. Like, what's going on? Why you feeding me this negativity? I don't understand it. And then when I say, you know what, I'm not fucking with you. She's blowing my phone up. Why you got to be like that? I miss you. I can't stop hearing your voice, this and that, yada, yada, yada. Like, why are you playing games? So I give her some attention, and now she's back to square one. Like, I don't understand it at all. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand it at all. Oh, man. Oh, yo, dog, I don't see you on the, I don't see you on the switchboard. Hold on, let me reload it, because, you know, my fucking computer be fucking up sometimes, man. Let me refresh this shit. It's reloading it right now. You know, niggas be going through, you know, we be experiencing technical difficulties. Oh, here we go. Oh, and it, yo, that's some cool shit. Your motherfucking name popped up and shit. That shit's hot. That shit is fucking official. Hold on, let me unmute this. Yo, Buzz is on the fucking air. What's good, man?
Hey, what's good, man?
Hey, shit, man.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yo, that's that push to talk shit, man. You put your name up there and shit and like.
What on the
on your page and shit? Like, you come in on the chat line, you got push to talk at the top, so you ain't got a cool any of those long distance calls, you know, charges or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I need, man. So wait, I just put my name in the system.
Not you, you the host.
Yeah. Now I'm talking about if I call, like, say you got a show on here, right?
Yeah, I got Buzzwords at 757.
So if I call your show, how can I get my name to pop up on your shit?
Just push the button if you got a mic and a headset.
Oh, okay. You gotta do it through the computer.
Right.
Like, so I'm a cheap Negro. Like, cheap Negroes. Like, I have an Xbox 360, but I'm the cheap Negro that goes out and, damn, yo, I can't play no more. My battery's dead. I gotta go run to Kmart and go get some more batteries. Like, stop being cheap, nigga. You about to buy $90 worth of batteries, just get a rechargeable remote control. But that doesn't get through my head. Like, I don't know, man.
Shit, me too, nigga. I nigga rigged this shit. I got no headset. I got a mic and some headphones.
Yeah, I need to get some shit like that. Like, I need to stop being cheap.
Hey, man, you say you can get your shit off chest, man, on the show here?
Brother, dog, like, you can air your shit out, man. You got something to get off your chest. You got somebody to roast. Just let us know, man.
Yo, I want to roast a girl, man.
True, man. Do your thing, dog. What's going on, man? What's going on with Shorty,
man? I
want
to roast her, man, because she gets the ditty on me, son. Look, check this out, man. Put this girl, I'm not going to say I put her through college, man, but I made it financially viable for her to go to school and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Put gas in a car, took care of her, you know, her bills, make sure nothing got turned off. Because she had to do the work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yo, this chick getting the money now. She can graduate and shit, man. This bitch about to front on me, yo.
Where is she?
You know?
Wait, you said she got money?
No, I'm saying she a RN now. She went to school for nursing and shit.
Yeah.
For about 4 years, I had to put this bitch on my back. All her, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Now she done graduated and started working, got her first check or two. This bitch got brand new on me, son.
Wow.
And like roasting all the bitches that be hollering about, yo, I wish I had a good nigga to do this, do that. And once you get a good nigga, you just fucking burn him. And that nigga's fucked for his life because he ain't going to let another chick get that close.
Hell nah.
You know what I'm saying? So when chicks wonder why guys treat them the way they treat them, sometimes, you know, they don't want to take another chance, you know what I'm saying, with another chick.
Exactly. It's amazing because
so,
it's like women it's funny with women, like, the fucked up thing about it, dog, is that the only reason why these heifers is here in the world is because of us. We took a motherfucking rib out so these motherfucking bitches could breathe, and this is the payback we get. I don't understand.
No, you gotta, like you were saying earlier, man, you gotta beat a bitch, man. You gotta talk shit to them. Because anytime they see any weakness, like you say, I love you, baby, all that crazy shit,
mm-hmm.
man, they walk all over your ass, man. You gotta be, like, holding that love shit to the side. Even though you love them, you can't tell them bitches that, yo. If you tell them that, it's over.
Yeah. The one that said that, they tried to see if you hard body and got money. So it's like, I mean, it's funny because if you ask a woman, what does she want? She'll tell you, oh, yeah, I want a guy that treats me right. And, you know, if I want something, he'll do this, he'll do that. 9 times out of 10, if they get that, they're going to use it and tell their homegirls, oh, I got this suck-ass nigga right here. This crab-ass nigga buying me whatever the fuck I want. And it's fucked up because technically, that's how it should be. But they fuck it up. And it win, you know what I mean? So it's like you have to, unfortunately, smack a bitch around every once in a while. Like, you can be nice to her, but whoa. Oh, you thought it was a game just because I was doing this and doing that? Nah, bitch. You still get smacked in the mouth. Don't get it fucked up. Like, they need that smacking. Like, and it makes no fucking sense, but, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Up is down, down is up, man. What the fuck is up, man?
Uh-huh.
Shit is crazy.
Oh, shit. Hold on. This brother said, what the fuck did this guy say? This guy said some cheap shit. He said, I'm so cheap that I use a cup and a string, and I make other people pay for it. Well, you can't be too cheap, because then, you know, if a chick finds a dude that's real cheap, she ain't going to be with your ass. But, I mean, that's just the way it is. Like, I mean, I'm going to spill my guts. You know, GQ, you know, I've been in a situation where I took a chick to the movie. And I'm about to sound like a fucking bitch, but, you know, I mean, a couple of tears, you know, might have came down my eyes at the end of a fucking movie, you know. Just a couple. You know what I mean? There's a couple, but it's like, and girls are like, oh, that's so cute. That's so cute. But it's like, you thinking like, yeah, I got it. She thinking, you know, because sometimes you got to show that sensitive side sometimes. But
right.
You still got to smack a bitch. So you know what I mean? So it's like, you looked out for her? Like, how old are you?
Yo, I'm 33, man.
And how old was
she? Yo,
short?
Man. Oh, she older than me. That's the crazy shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
yeah,
she
that's
got me like by 5 years or some shit like that.
See, that's...
Yeah,
that,
she took
that's
all my
up.
20s, son. I've been with the same chick my whole 20s.
Damn.
And I turned 30, I'm like, I'm sick of this bitch. Yo.
Oh, man.
I need some new pussy, yo.
Damn.
I love her, man, but...
But she just... Damn.
I don't know, man. It's like, you know, she's crazy, son. I don't know, man. But
well,
I
how
don't
long,
really know, but...
How long were you with her for?
Oh, we've been together for like 12 years, man.
Damn!
Seven of those years, she ain't worked in a pie factory.
All right, how about... Because they say it's three components of love. It's intimacy, passion, and commitment. So how was you in all three of those eras?
Commitment, man, I'm 100%. All right, maybe 99, because I might have tricked a little bit, get my dick sucked at the club.
Yeah.
I ain't
see,
never went out with no bitch or nothing like that.
See, now that's something to be proud about, because it's like kind of when shit like that pops off, when this situation happens, it kind of makes you feel good, because you're like, all right, well, if I was 110% committed and not doing her dirty, then I would kind of feel like a fucking asshole. But since I kind of, you know, went out and got whopped off on many occasions, yeah, she's still a bitch and she broke my heart. But I got whopped off anyway, so fuck her. You know what I mean? I guess that's a good way of looking at it.
I'm looking at it like this, man. It's a financial burden lifted. You know what I'm saying? Well, now I don't have to take care of her anymore. You know what I'm saying? I keep a little bit of my money, you know?
Exactly. It's a learning experience, man. Like, I mean, when it all comes...
But what can you do?
I mean, exactly. Like, you didn't know. I mean, but put it like this. It's like there's always... For every bad, there's always something good. And, like, this is Angry Bastard Radio. We get angry, but at the end, we give advice. And the advice that I'm giving you, bro, is the fact that
right.
You went through the situation. If you didn't go through the situation, you would have did it again. So you went through the situation for a reason. And, yeah, I mean, she burnt you, well, you know, money-wise and all. But do you have a good job now?
Nah, nigga, I'm unemployed.
Oh, damn!
As a matter of fact, I've been spending my unemployment, man. You know, because she just started her little gig and shit. She got her first check today. This bitch is my ace, son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got her check. She's gone. But she, so I've been using my unemployment shit to, like, float her to get her back to work and shit for the last 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Because she ain't had no money. And I'm like, yo, I'm filling up her gas tank. You know, I'm using my unemployment check to make sure this bitch at work. I'm supposed to be at work.
So wait a minute. Why are you still paying for this bitch?
Yo, I'm saying this shit just started, man. I saw the shit coming, though. You know what I'm saying? You can see
the
shit coming,
it just started.
I'm fucking blind. Yeah, yeah. It's like today is the first indication that I'm going to have some motherfucking problems.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because the bitch gets, you know, now she paid. Now she don't need me, see? And that's cool, though. You know
but, dog,
what I'm saying?
every time, like, put like this. Do you believe in God? That's number one.
Yeah, absolutely. All
right. Now, since you believe in God, like I said, I mean, yeah, I'm unemployed now, but you're one of God's children, so which means that you may be going through something now, but like I said, it's a lesson. It's a very, very expensive lesson, but it's a lesson. And people that do people dirty, in the end, you may not peep it, but in the end, it's going to come back to bite her in the ass, and she's really going to get hit. And you put it like this, dog. It may not look like it now, but, dog, give it like a good maybe a year, maybe 6 months. You're going to be looking back at this day like, yo, I did all this. I was unemployed, but I'm caking it right now. And Shorty's broke as shit. Matter of fact, I passed by her on the bus station, you know, digging on the fucking ground in front of the bus station looking for fucking quarters to get on the bus. You know what I mean? So it's like she's right now living the life. But her life is going to come to a short end. And when it does, when she asks you for money, now you'll be equipped with the knowledge to be like, fuck out of here. I'm good. I'm good. Now, come on,
yo,
I need some money. I need, nah, fuck out. I'm good. I'm making
yo,
money.
Let me think to let me vent, yo. Yo, I'm come up here and bitch on your shit, man. Get back, do what you know. Screaming.
Uh-huh.
And holler.
All right, fam. Yo. Hey, yo, Buzz. Oh, he left. Yo, hit me up on, that was Buzzworthy. Hit me up on the, in the chat room. Let me know when is your show popping off. You know, AB's going to come over there and show our support, show our love, and, you know, hold you down. Big shout out to the one that's holding it down in the chat room. Said I'm so cheap that I use a cup and a string, and I make other people pay for it. Hey, I ain't nothing wrong with that. I take a bitch out to Burger King and tell her to pay for my meal. Like, what the fuck? Oh, I ain't bring no money, by the way, shorty. So this meal we're eating, you're going to have to pay for. I hope you have, you know, some nice track shoes on you because we're running out the store. Only thing is, I'm running out first. You're going to be stuck here. So, you know what I mean? We can eat up right now, but when the time comes, it's time to skate. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. We got 20 minutes left. We're out here at 8 p.m., but we will be back 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. This is Angry Bastard Radio, Fed Up Thursday, the station that lets you speak your mind. Hit us up on our MySpace page. We ain't got our pictures up there yet. We got cartoon characters, but we're working on the pictures right now, you know. But it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Once again, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And I want to give a big roast out to that disgustingly beastful, money-hungry, whole gold-digging face, fucking Popeye in the face, Brutus in the fucking arm face bitch, leech-ass bitch, fish-face bitch that tried to do my boy dirty, but it's cool. Payback's a motherfucker, and payback's coming to you, you dusty face bitch. Can't stand leeches, man. Fucking leeches. Fucking roaches. Oh, man. I called and couldn't talk. Hey, call back, dog. I'm in the chat. Fridays at 8 p.m. All right, no doubt, dog. I'm about to add you to my friends list. Hey, yo, the one that called back, dog. He said, I mean on that talking to yo, fucking... No problem, dog. Yeah, payback's a motherfucker. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, I remember this one time, this broad. It's like, broad is funny, man. Like, this fucking broad, she had the nerve to... Wildwood, New Jersey. And I drove down there, like, this Puerto Rican, she has some good pussy, you know what I mean? So I was like, fucking, let me go check her out, you know what I mean? You know, she's a fucking gold digger, but I never give in. So I'm like, whatever. Word, dog. Play this motherfucking show for her, dog. Make sure you do that, dog. She needs to be schooled. And if she has problems, you tell her to call tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'll be fully staffed, and we will be fully staffed to roast her ass. It's not a game on fucking AB Radio. We get angry. We don't give a fuck. I mean, we're here for the people. You are the people. So therefore, we'll always be here. And when the people ain't here, damn it, we'll still be here. And when the people are ready to come back, damn it, we'll still be here. But, you know what I mean, she needs to be schooled, you know what I mean? She needs to let it be known. Like, I mean, she can get it too. It's not a game. You know what I mean? Hold on. Let me reload this. I think the one that is, yeah, here he goes. Let me unmute this brother's mic. Yo, man, my fucking computer is a piece of shit. All right, there we go. What's good, dog?
Hey, yo, what up?
Hey, shit, man. I'm cooling, man. All
right. Well, let me tell you a story about a girl, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there with my chick. We're gonna go left field on you.
All right.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm sleeping. And all of a sudden, I have this dream, right?
Uh-huh.
I come out of my bathroom, and I see a dark shadow hovering over her.
Uh-huh.
And I see nothing but a light. And it looked like my room, but it wasn't my room. You know what I mean? Because it was all dark, and you see a darkness of a silhouette, which is darker than the darkness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I come out to the room, and I see it, and I go charge at it, and I'm like, no!
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I wake up. So I'm sitting there, I'm going, no! And she goes over to me, and she's like, oh, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? And she don't act like that. Like, she really don't give a fuck about what I do rather than bitch about, you know, what I'm doing and how much I'm drinking and all this other bullshit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if she calls up to my friend's crib and there's fucking girls in the background, oh, who are those girls, you know?
Uh-huh.
They ain't nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
There's fucking girls out of the air with fucking their friends and shit. Ain't fucking
that's that insecure
anymore.
Shit, dog.
Yeah.
That's that fucking insecure shit.
But then they're going to be like, oh, I got guy friends. I can't have guy
get
friends.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I mean? These bitches are stupid, yo.
It's fucking baloney shit that's going on, man.
Sure,
hey, yo, it's cool for you to have guy friends, but I can't have a female friend that I've known longer than you.
She's not even my fucking friend. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here,
it makes
yo.
No sense
ain't
at all.
My friend, but God, everybody else is a fucking acquaintance.
Right. And you know, though, it's funny, because what was the girl? Was she Spanish?
I'm fucking fed up, yo. I'm fucking fed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was she Spanish?
Nah, she's white.
Yeah, this Spanish boy, oh.
This white, half black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This Spanish boy just took the fucking cake. I'm walking, same situation. I'm walking in the mall, and these two fine-ass, I mean, they was fine as shit, though. I ain't up front, but they walk by, they talking and shit. Who the fuck is those bitches? Whoa. First of all, I'm in the mall. Okay, so people talk, yeah, but they seem kind of close to you. Was you checking them out? This bitch had a nerve to tell me, and this bitch lived in Brooklyn, New York, had a nerve to tell me, well, you know what, I don't want to be with you no more. Really, why is that? Because you have a job, you look good, you have a car and a house, so I know you're doing me dirty. You fucking low self-esteem having bitch. What kind of shit is that? What kind of, are you serious? That's like me saying, you know, you have a fat ass, big titties, big dick sucking lips, and you give good pussy. So I think you're fucking the whole world. Get the fuck out of here.
Back to the story, right? So I wake up, and she's like, oh, what's the matter, what's the matter? And she normally don't do shit like that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, nothing, you know, because I don't want to bug her out.
Yeah.
So then she's like, no. She's like, you want to go for a ride? So I'm So she's like, just tell me. And I said, all right, I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her what happened, shit like that. She's like, no way. She's like, when I went to the bathroom in the night when you were sleeping, obviously, she's like, I saw a black figure in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, man, that's some real shit. So then a couple weeks go by. She comes over again. She's like, oh, you know, let's take some pictures and shit, you know. Like, we're broken up by this time. We've been broken up for like 2 years, you know. But she still comes around, you know, I still hit her off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you gotta lay pipe, dog. I mean, we not together no more, but I'm still laying pipe.
You know,
like, what's going on?
Right up. So then, so I'm sitting there. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll take pictures. You know, me, I don't like to take pictures ever. All throughout my whole childhood, I don't like that shit. It's self-criminating evidence. I don't even deal with that bullshit.
Yeah.
So then, I'm like, all right, you know, I'll do it. I can erase it. You know, I'll just make it happy for now. You know.
Uh huh.
So she's sitting on my lap, taking pictures. So she's like, oh, you know, she's like, you know, she looks at him because she's all self-conscious if she looks, like, fucked up in a picture, you know?
Uh-huh.
When you take a picture, you don't look the same way.
Yeah, your eye might be twitched the other way, or you got a lazy eye you don't know about.
I don't look right and shit. You know, like, this bitch is crazy, son.
Uh-huh.
So then she's like, let me hold the camera, get it from a different angle. Yeah, the angle's going to help you out, bitch.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, yeah, she good looking and shit, but, you know, they're just insecure.
Yeah.
So then, you know, so she clicks the button, and it rings like a telephone.
Uh-huh.
But I got it set on a bird chirping sound when it takes the pic. No, I got it on a click, when like a shutter, like a regular shutter camera.
Yeah.
But, you know, it rang. So I'm like, all right, man. I said, I don't know what's up with that. So I turn it over, so she can't see it, and she saw my reaction to it. So she jumps up and goes to the door where I saw the fucking black figure.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, she's like, what is that? I said, I don't think you want to see this. She's like, what is it? And I said, all right. So I showed her. and the whole picture was black, and she was blacker, and it was just her silhouette, and I wasn't even in the picture. And she flipped out, called her grandfather from Indiana, because he's a pastor. Oh, I don't know what happened, you know, this, that, and the third. And then he's like, oh, you know, well, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then she lied about saying where she was. So it's like, how do you want a real answer when you lie about where you are?
Exactly. It makes no sense. Like,
so then,
you... Uh-huh.
So then my mom comes home from work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell my mom, so mom's all spiritual and all that bullshit. So then, you know, I tell her, she's like, oh, wow, you know, you know.
Uh-huh.
My dad comes home, so I'm telling him, he don't like to hear shit. You know, he's one of those, like, hard-head Vietnam people, you die type of shit.
Yeah.
But he's a smart motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
So when he goes and gets the mail, and he bends down, and he picks up something, you know, and, like, he crux his head a little bit, gets the mail, and then he's walking in the backyard. So I go follow him like I always do, you know, like his little shadow and shit and bug his ass.
Yeah.
So then he hands over the ticket to me, and it was like, you know how when you go buy a flower and it's got like a little tag on it?
Yeah.
Well, it said his name and the name of the flower. And his name is a German name.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, Americans don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no American has at all.
Yeah, what are the odds of all of that happening on the same day, no less?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a trip, yo.
Like General Eisenhower or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, wear it up. Well, my last name is Meyer, but I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
I really don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah. As
so,
long as, as long as your first name ain't Mike, we're good.
So then, I got mad shit, you know. I finally talked to her mother and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's like, oh, you know, you need a car, you know, because what if you want to, you know, take a girl out to a date? I said, I don't need a car, you know. I said, I pay for everything.
Yeah.
I really don't need a car. If I go to work, I got people that fucking pick me up, you know. It's just a waste of money.
Exactly.
If I get a car, the only place I'm going to fucking go is to go to the store and get beer.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? It just makes no sense. I don't got to go travel out for an hour to go to the city and travel around in circles and shit and show off my car, my rims, you know?
It's no purpose. Like, gas costs $1 million a gallon. Why would I want to drive around?
Even when it was fucking $2.45. It's just so retarded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when they push it on sale, but then they hike up the prices.
Yeah.
Before it goes on sale, and then people go, oh, it's on sale, so I'm going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? Right, like they have us in such a freaking mental block.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like not even funny anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I want to get, like, deadly serious with it.
Yeah,
like, no more bullshit. I'm getting tired of it, yo. Fed up. I'm completely fed up. You
know, man.
And I don't even want to get angry and all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because if I get angry, then, you know, something else happens.
Buzzworthy,
757. Right. You know, there's no point of talking sense to people, really, anymore.
Yeah.
They don't hear sense. They're all about nonsense.
Yeah. Buzzworthy said, what's the point?
Word.
Oh,
I always
man.
Say, what's the point? The point is pointless.
Yeah. It's amazing, man.
Yeah,
it really is.
The ones that are going to awake is the really ones that really want it, right?
Exactly.
And there's not many, right? 144,000. I mean,
yeah,
that ain't shit to the 6.6 billion people out of here, right?
Exactly. But this shit is real. Like, and that's how people are. People are stupid.
Yeah.
It's amazing because this lady told me the other day, she said, oh, gas is $3.33. Well, gas was fucking, it was 99 cents when I first started driving. So, I mean.
He died when he was 33. He was resurrected on the third day.
Who?
Jesus.
Ah, damn, I'm bugging. Damn, are you sick? Ah!
You know what I'm saying? So basically, her mom, you know, and then after that, you know, she talked to, you know, her daughter and shit like that. And she's like, oh, Carl's a saint. You know, that's my name, Carl Meyer. I said it.
Uh-huh.
So then she's like, oh, what, you like him now? because they didn't like me at first.
Yeah.
You know, because I showed up, you know, a little fucking cut up and shit from fucking fighting all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These fucking people are fucking full of shit, yo.
Yeah, they are, man. It makes no sense, but I mean, that's,
you know?
I guess that's what makes the world go around.
Yeah, and then you talk to them, and then you the wrong guy, you the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
For giving them knowledge.
Exactly. That's why you got. I mean, that's why nowadays, I mean, you can still give knowledge and just let people just be blinded. Like, they're going to be blinded, fuck it, be blinded. But sometimes it gets to the point where you're like, all right, look, dog, I you know what, you're just a fucking idiot, and I don't want to talk to you. Like, I mean, you're not listening. You know what I mean?
But if you give them real knowledge,
they don't
want to
hear it.
You for saying that.
But it's just like old folks, though. You know what I think? Because all old people always have knowledge. They always, hey, well, back in my day, this and that.
We in this position to begin with.
Exactly. And it's like, it's amazing because motherfuckers be like, all right, old timer, I don't want to hear that bullshit. But really, they give you knowledge. And you ignoring the shit, you know what I mean? They could.
Periodic knowledge.
Yeah. So it makes
no fucking real knowledge, man.
It makes no sense,
man. Good, yo. I like the show, man. I just came upon it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, yo. I wish you guys luck and shit, you know what I mean?
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. I mean, don't be a fucking stranger, dog.
I'm going to pop it off, you know what I mean, see what I could do.
Yeah. That word of mouth really helps, nigga. You got MySpace?
Oh, that's not what you were saying the other day.
Oh. Word. I was pissed off the other day, dog. I was pissed off.
Did you piss
on her? Oh, my man, fuck that shit, man. That bullshit.
Yo.
All right,
nigga, yo, I'll call in, you know what I mean?
All right, man, you got MySpace?
Nah, I don't do that, man.
Yeah, I feel you. A lot of motherfuckers don't do that shit.
All
right. All right, fam, well, we'll see you tomorrow, 6 to 7.
Yeah,
all right. All right, fam.
On it.
That's a positive brother right there. That's what I'm talking about. Now, your boy GQ is looking at the lottery. like black folks win the lottery, right? Pick 6. So, wish your boy GQ luck. Maybe if I actually win some big money, we can have contests so that we can, you know, send people to Six Flags and shit like that on AB Radio. Pick 6 is next, so... I guess I'm going to end off on some shit. Oh, come on. Pick 5. Who cares about the pick 5? No one effing cares about the pick 5. Like, I mean, you cheap bastard. You get the pick 6. I mean, you couldn't afford six numbers, so instead you got the pick 5? Don't be a cheap bastard. Anyway, let me calm down. All right, let's see. Here we go. I feel so stupid. I never played a lottery in my life. I used to shit on people like, oh, yeah, you got to be mad. You got to be real fucking broke to play the lottery, you broke bastard. And look at me playing it. I think everybody's playing the lottery now. I really don't believe in it, but wait, if I win, you best believe that I'm going to believe in it then. Actually, I'm just going to believe in God. I already believe in God. So if I don't win, then it wasn't meant for me to win. I'm not going to get all pissed off and shit. All right, here we go. Good luck. 19. I lost. 23. I lost already. I lost. 14. I fucking lost. I have none of those numbers up there. How much was this fucking ticket? I'm about to go get my refund, man. I paid $2 for this pick 6 chick. I go suck a fucking dick.
90 seconds.
I got 90 seconds. I told myself I wasn't getting pissed off, right? Is it too late to take this to the lotto machine and say, oh, yeah, I accidentally bought these. I want my money back. Does that work? Well, wish me luck on the Mega Million. which is tomorrow. Ah, oh, man, some bullshit, man. I'll tell you right now. Some motherfucking bullshit.
60 seconds.
Got 60 seconds. Oh, well, I guess no Six Flags for y'all. I'm about to play Xbox 360, though. I'll tell you that. So if y'all got Xbox 360, hit me up. The name is JJ space DA space DARK space NITE. That's JJ the Dark Knight. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. MySpacePage.com/angry_bastard_radio. And we'll be live from 6 to 7. That's 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We might actually be live from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., depending on the situation. But make sure y'all tune in. This is the illest show. We're on a movement. Shout out to my two callers holding it down. Keep it easy. The one was in the building. Motherfucking Buzz is in the building. Holla at your boy. Let's keep it locked. Peace.